And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is December 2nd, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news is the news from Nikon. If you're still not sure if you want a D3 or D300, make sure to check out the Digitours that are on Nikon's website. Basically, you sit at your computer, you click around, and you get to see all the interesting stuff on those new cameras without having to leave the comfort of your own home. Nikon also has some updates for Windows Vista, so all you Vista users pondering the new cameras can now get the codecs update that will handle the RAW files from the D3 and the D300. From Nikonians, the Nikonians booth at the London Nikon Solutions Expo show saw tons of foot traffic, and when the crew moved on to Cologne, there was the same amount of success, so everybody had a great time. And if you're interested in seeing a little bit and reading a little bit of feedback from that, check out the news blog at blog.nikonians.org to read a bit more. As well, are you turning pro? If you are, then don't miss our brand new podcast. Janae joins our podcast team with all sorts of good stuff for people making that transition to pro. So tune in at podcast.nikonians.org. The first episode was released yesterday, the 1st of December, so check that out. In other news, the Wall Street Journal recently reviewed the iFi, which is that neat little Wi-Fi card for your DSLR, and says it's a must-have. You can basically upload your pictures from your camera to your computer over a Wi-Fi network, or put them directly onto various photo sites online. It's really handy if you're on vacation and want to post those pictures and have some Wi-Fi access. The Sports Photographers Association of America is now offering an accreditation program. So if you are into sports photography, you can set yourself apart from the competition and get yourself accredited. Moving on into the forums, some stuff from the cafe, a neat little thread called I Dream of Genie, No Lenses. It's just interesting, and take a read of that. And also, congratulations go out to Nikonian Ultrafast, who's been published in this year's Optics and Photonics News Calendar. Congratulations again, and take a look at some of his work. The link is, as always, in the blog for you. And another neat little thread I stumbled across this morning is called Who Wears Photographer's Vest These Days? Just take a look, take a read, and let us know what you think. Throw in your comments and feedback onto that. And moving along, it's December, so that means we get a new online photo assignment. This month's is all about specular highlights. And if you don't know what those are, take a read specifically of the instructions for this month. But those are those nice little highlight spots that come from a flash or a light glaring off of something, and we want them to be creatively used and add to the picture. So read the instructions, get your camera out, and have fun this December. There should be tons of holiday lights around, so you can have a great time with that assignment. Now, our forum of the week this week goes along with our new podcast. So the forum is Turning Pro, Becoming a Professional Photographer. And this has all sorts of thread topics, ranging from what stock photo to use, stock photo paper, as it were, pricings, naming your company, and even copyright help. So take a look at that if you are considering turning pro. Now, my choice photo of the week is Perth Nikonians, so take a look at that thread. Again, that's linked in the blog for you. And that is all from me this week. Make sure you send in all your feedback, all your comments. Either email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or drop us a line in the podcast feedback forum, and we can't wait to hear from you. And I will be back next week with another edition of Nikonian's News Flash.